Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
For those of you who do not have this in front of you. Now, Dylan, you got to keep rolling here because Noelle is dancing in here and singing because this was her choice. This is her Christmas song. Jason's had some. I've had some. It's like a mall of shows in here this morning. It's not just a mashup with the intersection and Sam and Greg. We got Dylan who's jumping in here. We got Steakhouse who's following us.
And we got some Atlanta soccer tonight getting into the mix, too.
Atlanta soccer coming in here. I'm telling you, it is one of those days. But overall, thank you for letting all of us be a part of your Christmas Eve mornings. And let me let you know that this 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. What we have decided to do is we're going to talk some sports. We're going to, like I said, the intersection, they do what they do late nights on Thursday night. But as we sit here on this Christmas Eve morning and we have Jason Longshore, the voice of soccer in this state, we need to tap into his knowledge about what we are in store for coming up in 2026 with the World Cup coming here. Now, last hour we talked about what's going on the pitch. Jason, listen, man, there's a lot of things that people who live amongst us need to know about what's in store.
Yeah, I mean, think back to the Olympics, and we're a really different city than we were in 96. We weren't ready to have the Olympics, but we had it and got it done and then grew from it over the next decade.
We survived it and grew?
Yeah, yeah, it's like in 2006, we're like, oh, wait a minute, we did that. We should probably be an international city now, and eventually got there. And now we're getting stuff like this coming 30 years later, which is wild. But it's going to be a huge event on so many different levels. The games are going to be sold out. The games are going to be crazy. The city of Atlanta, the state of Georgia, is going to be seen by so many different corners of the world. And you start to think about business here in Georgia. You think about the economy here and things that we want to see to make it grow and have better things here in Atlanta. Well, one way that happens is when people come to visit and they say, wow, I kind of like this place. I think I want to move here. That happens. Businesses do it. And we talked about some of the teams coming. You got Spain, which you're going to have a lot of Spanish folks from Spain here experiencing Atlanta and Georgia because people are going to stay all over. I mean, people are going to rent houses out at Lake Oconee. People are going to rent houses down in Fayette County. I know they've already got a system set up kind of like the Masters where you can rent your house out. People are going to come for the entire experience. And they're going to come to games, but then they're also going to get to explore Georgia a little bit. There's going to be so many other events happening around it. You're going to have the fan festival in Centennial Olympic Park. I think it's going to be a lot of post-game stuff, because with earlier games, you're not going to have as much of the fan festival before. But say you're coming down for one of those noon kickoffs for Spain. You come down. Your game ends at 2 o'clock. There's going to be a lot of traffic. Take MARTA, first off, because that's going to be a whole lot easier. But if you want to drive, or if you want to come down to MARTA and you want to miss some of the traffic, you go over to the Fan Festival at Centennial Olympic Park. You watch the next game with probably 50,000 people hanging out, watching a game together. You're going to get those experiences where people come from, let's say, Brazil. Brazil's probably not going to play here.
So there may be a temporary video wall installed at Centennial Park or
there
somewhere close to it. Yeah.
This will, no, it will be Centennial Olympic Park for the fan festival, and it will be massive on game days, and I think the days before games as well. I think they're still sorting through.
But what about outside,
how many days?
What about that walk, that area around? I mean, it's still close, but still around Mercedes-Benz, you know, by the big Falcon or somewhere else. Is there any place else where they can have?
That's inside the footprint of the stadium. And you got to think about some of the security issues that big events have.
Okay.
That's separate.
Yeah, you're right.
Centennial Olympic Park is going to be fan festival, but also Centennial Yards is going to be far more functional by then. I don't know if Cosm is going to be up by then or not. I think they're really trying. I know some bars and restaurants that are going to be up in Centennial Yards itself by World Cup.
What about World Congress Center? Indoor watching, indoor viewing, where the events, that's got to be rented out by some companies who want to have that close proximity, but still.
I don't think you're going to have as much public stuff in the World Congress Center. I think that's going to be a lot of media overflow is going to be there. Probably some private things. A lot of the public stuff is going to be Fan Festival at Centennial Olympic Park, Centennial Yards, and that open space and bars, restaurants.
Which is going to be really nice.
South Downtown's the other one. I mean, if you're into soccer in Atlanta, you know the Brewhouse Cafe. That has been the spot since 97. They're opening a second Brewhouse in South Downtown within walking distance of the Benz. So you're going to have, I mean, just the ones I know of, there's an amazing Thai place over there now, cool coffee shops. You've got El Tesoro that's going to open up in South Downtown, which is one of the best Mexican spots you can find. Brewhouse, where I know I'll be stationed a lot during World Cup, is going to be there as well. That whole area is going to be packed and crazy, and you can go down for a game and you can stay for 8 hours after and watch the rest of the day's soccer. But that's going to happen in other parts of the metro too. Decatur's doing a watch fest.
Yeah, man.
The whole tournament from day one until the end. You've already got Big Boy, who's going to do a free concert on the Decatur Square as part of it. Mm-hmm. You've got the Indigo Girls doing a free concert as part of it. More music to be booked. That's going to tie around music, around game viewing parties, and tying into the local bars and restaurants and all that. So other cities are going to do that too.
I was about to say, and what's similar to like both areas is that they're both like building or reconfigurating the space to get ready for a World Cup. Because they're doing a lot of stuff in downtown Decatur right now to get ready for World Cup.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the airport is doing so much right now to get ready for World Cup, especially on the international side because of all the people that are going to be coming through here. I mean, just think about it. You're going to have games every 3-4 days. You know, Spain will be here for 2 games. That's the only one that's here for 2 games back to back. But, you know, Cabo Verde, you might not know the country. It's small, but you have a lot of people with Cabo Verdean heritage here in the U.S.,
right.
They'll come to Atlanta for that game, even if they're in the stadium or if they're at the Fan Fest next door. Then they'll leave after the game, and then the next group will come in and fly through.
People
it's going to be crazy.
People don't realize, and this is different than you know the Super Bowl bouncing around from city to city. When you have anything going on here, you know that everybody on the planet knows, like, oh, we can get to Atlanta. We may not be able to get as easily to some of these other cities in America, but we know we can get to Atlanta.
Well, that's the thing about the World Cup that's so big with Atlanta being such a central part is you're going to have so many people who will say, I can base there.
Right.
I'll go. I'll stay there. I'll rent a house. I'll get a hotel for them. Whatever you're doing, whatever kind of money you got to work with. But then, all right, my team plays in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I can fly to Kansas City from Atlanta. That's easy.
Go.
Oh, my team's playing in L.A. All right, cool, I'll do that. My team's playing in Foxborough. Nobody can get to Foxborough easy, but that's a whole different conversation. you can get anywhere you need to get.
But the other thing you talk about, Fan Fest, this is what ran through my mind when I was thinking about this and these people coming from around the planet, is the food and beverages that you will have an opportunity. Will we, as people in here in Georgia, Atlantans, be able to experience, if we want to, the cuisines of these other countries.
The great thing is you already have a lot of it. Like, think of the great Spanish restaurants that are here.
Yeah, but not everybody can get into some of them places.
You can go get to Barcelona in Inman Park. It's not that fancy.
Again, I'm just telling you, not everybody knows that, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I learned during this process, Uzbekistan is coming to Atlanta.
Right. What are they?
They have an Uzbek restaurant in Alpharetta that I did not know about, which is amazing. Like, I want to go because this is how I am with soccer. When I find a team, whether it's a club team or a national team, and something about them, it's the way they play, might be the uniforms, it might be just the story. I'm like, okay, cool. I want to learn how the soccer team represents that place. So for me, a lot of times that goes cuisine and that goes music.
Right. But you got your information because you were focusing on soccer first and you found this out about that.
Uzbekistan was coming and I'm like, oh, is there an Uzbek restaurant in Atlanta? Oh, there is.
But the people who just want to be a part of the World Cup here in Atlanta, they go to the Fan Fest and they don't know about these restaurants in Alpharetta and Inman Park and whatever. Yeah. But yet they heard about this type of cuisine. Moreover, the beverages that come from that.
There's that too.
Yeah. It's like World of Coca-Cola. You go there, you go in that one room. So that's what I'm saying. Will FanFest have that opportunity?
No, I don't think FanFest is going to be based around that. You're going to have a lot of big sponsor activations. Mm-hmm. You think back to the Olympics where you had like people building 2- and 3-story kind of sponsor activation things in Centennial Olympic Park.
Pop-up shops and things.
You're
going to
have a lot of that. It's going to be more along those lines than what you're saying. I think what will be cool is for shows like all of ours and the build up to that is you want to learn a little bit about what Spanish cuisine is like. Here's 5-6 different restaurants in Atlanta already that we can highlight and we can talk about, we can go visit.
And there's people screaming at the radio right now because what we should be saying is we are going to let them taste some Southern charm. They're going to come here and they're going to enjoy.
But it's the exchange.
That's part of it too.
It's the exchange. What's cool about it. That's what I love about it because, of course, I want some folks from Madrid and Barcelona to. What would you have them sample first? For Southern food, if you have somebody from Spain who says
connected with Atlanta,
no food. Like if you're taking somebody here and somebody's here from Spain, you meet them and they're like, "I want to have food from Atlanta. What should I have?"
Okay, that's different than Southern. See, when you said Southern first, I thought of biscuits and gravy. I thought about some,
but those
some
are things
shrimp and grits.
Those are things
like
I would.
But if it was Atlanta, I'd obviously start. Okay, if you're down here and you want some lunch, let's go by the Varsity. Go by the obvious places first.
I don't know about that.
Oh, no, I'm not taking them to the
Varsity. I don't think I'm doing that.
I'm so
sorry. Why would you not? Hang on.
No, I'm not doing that.
That's not part of Atlanta?
No, the Varsity is great for what it is, but that's not my first card I'm
you
playing.
You asked me where would I take somebody for food in Atlanta. That's where I would go. I didn't say it was going to be the best. I didn't say it would represent everything. It would be a place. All right, then. Give me a joint.
So if you're coming from another country, don't ask Greg where to take you.
You ask me because I'm gonna take you to a bunch of places.
Okay, where's the second place you're gonna take him?
I probably take him to one of the kitchens, like a food kitchen.
There we go.
That's what I'm saying.
Now we're getting.
But
better.
You said Atlanta, and listen, the presidents come through here. When you come to Atlanta, you got to go to the Varsity. That's
you
one of the
start
stops.
Strong though. We might only have one meal with our friends from Madrid.
You didn't say all that though. Didn't say all that one meal. That's different.
You're not getting the people from Madrid aren't renting your house, are they?
No, they're gonna be here for a few. They're gonna be here for a week or so.
Yeah, but you might get them one time.
And I preface this by saying a lunch.
Okay. Where are you taking them for breakfast?
I don't know yet.
What about dinner?
Y'all need to get back off me. Sam, where you at? Sam, get up in here. They coming at me.
The Varsity. They ganging
Dylan.
Up on Greg.
I can't hear you, Dylan. Say again.
I said they ganging up on Greg. They made Greg so mad and ripped his headphones out. Greg ran quick.
He said Atlanta, right? So I could have said something else and we could have got some lemon pepper wings named after Lou Williams.
Yes, I would do that before I'd go to the other place.
You would?
I would have them do that rather than go to the Varsity.
Wow, Magic City Wings before the Varsity. That's funny.
That's that's real, and it's a lie too because he ain't taking them there.
Jason, let me ask you this real quick. Cookout or the Varsity first? Which one?
Cookout.
Completely agree.
No question.
Completely agree.
And I'll tell you who else I'm gonna call. All right. Now that I think about it, I got these connections. So you know what I'm going to do?
Okay, now he's going to flex.
I'm going to call my friend who knows Rick Ross, and I'm going to put a spread out at his place. And we're going to ride out to Fayetteville.
See, there we go.
I know some people.
Yeah. Hey, I played off of what you said first.
There we go.
Now I'm mad.
Now we got him going.
Tyler Perry, where you at, man?
There we go. Now we're pulling out the stops.
Yes.
He made me name names.
See, that's what we talk about, Greg. We got to pull out the stops.
He made me name.
We got to give him the best of the season.
Y'all done made Greg jump into his roller coaster.
Yeah, we
got to
go.
I like it. Send us a commercial, Greg.
This is fun. We got to talk some college football next. We got some bowl games coming up.
Yeah, buddy.
We got stuff going on. It is Sam and Greg, but Mr. Crenshaw, where you at, man? You need to be back here. He'll be back on Friday. In with the intersection. It's a mashup today, and Dylan's on the other side of the glass. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He had to try to find a song that matched the energy of this mashup between Weekend Mornings with Sam and Greg, with The Intersection, with The Hometown Take. I think DMX matches it.
I would have to agree.
Can't help but agree.
I think this is the perfect one to bring us back. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Christmas Eve morning. I'm Jason. Greg's over there. Noel's over there. Dylan's over there. Let's try to find some rails and maybe have a normal sports segment right here. Can we do that?
We'll try. Sasking a lot, Jason.
Sasking a lot.
I'm going to try.
What's normal?
Normal. We're going to go college football.
Okay, but that still can go off the rails.
It can. I'm going to try to find rails and keep us in as I can.
Can I do something before you
get in? Go ahead.
Congratulations to Venus Williams.
Yeah, congratulations.
She got married.
Oh, congratulations.
She got hitched to a dude named Andrea Preti. I believe that's how you say his last name.
I was trying to find rails, and Greg already blew past
the rails. No, I didn't. Man, me and him, I'm going to tell you what. He insulted the varsity. He gone and messed up his Georgia fan. But go ahead, Jason. You...
Congratulations. There, see, yeah. That's better. That's better. Be, that's know, matching the energy.
That's that DMX energy right
Speaking
there.
Of the barking, let's talk a little bit of Georgia. They've got Ole Miss here in the Sugar Bowl. I think there's been a lot of topics that have come out of the first round of the college football playoff. One, we'll see them go to 16 teams eventually. We all know that. That's going to happen. Did you like this round of games on campus compared to what we saw last year? I felt like there were a few more storylines out of this one.
Yeah, I feel like until we get down to like maybe that last eight, where they probably should be on campus and have that atmosphere and get that real home field advantage for whoever is the team that gets to like host the game. Like there should be some advantage of being the home team.
I think the way it works out, like you get advantages, you get that home field advantage because you were the better team. That's good. Right. You get right now, you had a couple of group of five teams that came in. And
that's the question.
I'm if you go to 16, I'm good with one group of five and playing the number one seed. I'm good because we have the 1 versus 16 matchup in college basketball. You know who's going to win that 99 times out of 100.
That's pretty much.
You can get an upset. Sure. We remember the upset maybe a little bit more than the blowouts. But I want every team to go into the season, even if you're in the group of five, to have a shot, even if it is a long, long, long shot.
I 100% agree. I think if you earn your way in under all the rules and circumstances that are set, then if your prize is to go and get your teeth kicked in, then that's your prize.
That's your prize.
And you get your teeth kicked in. But James Madison did at least put up a fight.
Yeah.
They put up 34 points. I know nobody expected them to score that many points against Oregon. 34-51 isn't an awesome game, but it's not a super, super blowout.
You
see, like every time I looked up at the little screen, I was like, oh, there go James Madison again.
You can't do the college basketball thing where every small conference gets a team in. You can't do that. You're just not going to have that many games. So one group of five, the best group of five, they get in when you get to 16. I'm cool with that. But now I think you start to get to the real part of the tournament.
Yeah.
Now you start to get those top four seeds who had a week off. Kirby Smart talked about it this week, having a week off and how much that can help you. Here's what Kirby had to say.
Yeah, I think it's been good. You have to make it a positive by how you handle it. The positive is the mental practice you get, the recovery you get, the extra lifts you get. You know, the negative is, you know, when you're playing good football, a lot of times you want to keep playing. You want to stay in rhythm. You want to stay in a weekly schedule, and that schedule gets thrown off by the break because, you know, we had players taking final exams. We gave the players more time off in terms of before they came back. It really started grinding. So, you know, you do the best you can with the calendar you have. You try to talk to other people and find out what the best way to do things is. But I'm excited about where our team is. I'm excited that they're practicing the way they are and are excited about the opponent because they have so much respect for the team we have to play.
Let me ask you first, Greg, which would you rather have, the week off, the time to recover, or the rhythm of coming in after a big win on campus?
Given Georgia's schedule, the week off.
If they finish up with Tech,
if they've had that season where they have the opportunity to sit, yeah, then I want that. But I want to go back to something that you two glossed over,
okay.
And I didn't get a definitive answer from you.
Yes.
And you kind of moved from where we are to the 16 team.
I think it's inevitable, yeah.
But it's not now. So let's talk about where we are right now, and if there's any changes that are going to be made, my question is, how do you feel about those Power 5 teams being in there?
The group of five.
I was fine with it. I want them in.
Because they're part of the rules that are in place now.
So let's say
the rules, obviously when the rules get changed next, then that's what we'll probably, they'll vote on the 16 teams.
I don't think you'll have the 12-team conversation for long enough to say, oh, we got to kick the group of five out because we only have 12. I think they'll go hand in hand.
I don't think they should be a part of the big boy playoffs.
I just don't.
And the fact that Noelle had to say, well, at least James Madison put up a fight, because that's the outlier. Normally, it's what we saw in the other games and what we've seen in previous years. They get you-know-what stomped. So for me, and also knowing what was sitting here on the side, meaning that Notre Dame team and how they looked this year. And we
Whoop-dee-doo.
Talked about – I get it. Yeah. I get it. I understand
Seriously.
That. Those are the
they
rules.
They might have went somewhere Dems and got whooped, too.
Dems the rules.
Like,
I understand
join a conference.
That. But if,
yep.
if you ask – okay, who was the – it was Notre Dame, and who was the other one that we were talking about getting in.
Texas tried to lobby for it. There were a bunch who tried to lobby, but Notre Dame was the one who cried the loudest.
But we saw, yes, and they did. And I think the crying was got obnoxious
yes.
the way they did it.
Yeah.
But I'm saying to you, from somebody who wants to see competitive games, or at least what we believe will be more competitive games, what is the difference if somebody decides, because we're not going to say the NCAA, but somebody decides or a group of people decide, okay, we're going to keep Group of Five out, and we're going to give them their own tournament and give them their own trophy like the NIT.
So then you're creating another
We're creating an NIT like the like college basketball has had. Now, mind you, college basketball is evolving, but for years there was the dance and the NIT.
Now then, hold on, because you're saying two things, and let me make sure I'm right to this. Because if you do Group of Five as its own thing, you're creating an in-between FBS and FCS,
yeah,
a third one. Or are you creating an NIT where, okay, James Madison might be there, but also Vandy would have been there this year?
I'm creating something that I don't know what it looks like and not easy to define right now, but it is those schools who have dipped their toe into the tournament or the playoffs who shouldn't be there because they can't play with those other guys.
Here's the argument I'll make to that, because I think we saw this last year play out. Now, this year you saw Alabama go on the road and win. But mm-hmm. last year you had the home teams in the first round play non-group of five teams and beat them up. Because they get a home game in that round. If you, and this is where I tie it together to go into 16. If you go to 16 and you take the advantage away for the top four seeds to have a week off, because I think it's an advantage. I think having the time to recover and rest in football is a huge advantage.
As do I.
So if you take that away, I'm good with giving the number one seed. The number 16 seed is the group of five best team. They go in, they're going to go on the road to the number one. The number one team has to play, and anything can happen when you play, but they should get a very comfortable home game to start their tournament run. I'm good with that. I'm good with using the group of five in that way and giving them their opening.
I feel like if you want the group of five out, then now we have to limit how many group of five teams these other teams get to play to pad their schedule.
Yeah, you then get because into some weird elements.
Yeah, it's not fair to just kick them out and say they don't belong there, but you get to pad your schedule with wins with these group of five teams. Like, what are we going to do there?
The scheduling is going to be a whole nother conversation that's going to continue to evolve in general, because we're seeing it now with Notre Dame and USC. Isn't Notre Dame having problems getting USC on their schedule again? People are mad at Notre Dame after they cried a lot about not getting in this time around, and now people are like, well, we just don't even want to play you. So scheduling's going to get interesting in general.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, again, this is fun listening to you two guys there, and there is no solution. There is nothing that can be articulated today that is going to make my argument or that proves that your argument and what you would like to see happen down the road or whenever they ask for vote on 16 teams – how that plays out. My point, my bigger point for all of this is we live in a time where, and I've said this, Noel's heard me say this, that college football looks like the staircase in Harry Potter's
dorm. Does, yeah.
And so we don't know what it's going to look like. We don't know what the conferences are going to look like a decade from now and who's going to be where and so on and so forth. So what I'm saying to you is I would like to see the top 12, 16, whatever it is, programs play in the playoffs as opposed to 14 of them if we're doing 16. And because these two way over here won their conferences, we're going to include them. It's like
I just want one.
It's like Christian Leitner going on the dream team. Oh, we got to have a college player. I mean, no, we don't have to.
But that is the top 12, though. Like if they made it and they did what they needed to do to become the top 12 or whatever, then that is the top 12. Like, I mean, there may be better teams in other but if you don't make it in due to your play, you didn't make it in. Then you're not the top 12.
Again, you're right. Everybody's right here. We have our feelings about what we'd like to see.
It's
going to
get interesting.
It is.
But we don't know what this is going to look like.
It's agreed.
Like we've all jumped into a capsule, and we're headed toward Mars. When we land and get out, we could be like it could be like Dorothy, you know, coming out into Oz.
Like, we're not in Kansas anymore.
But all I know is I'd like to see – I don't want to see the James Madison in the two lanes. I'm sorry.
You're a hater. It's okay.
It ain't a hater. It's just I know I'm going to get a better game with these other. And I'm in a long line of people who feel
the
same
way. You don't know that. That's the part that I put
down.
Wait. I believe
you didn't last
that.
Year.
I believe that.
Okay, that's fair.
Just like you believe some things, but I believe that's what I'm going to get as a college football fan.
You might have a better chance at it.
It ain't hating.
You might.
It's okay. Well, that's all I'm saying.
But I will say this to end the segment and get out of here. I think all three of us are hitting on something that's accurate there, and they have to figure out how to meld all this together and try to get to something that makes sense. And it probably will be Jason of one Power 5 team.
And
yeah, that's where I'm at.
Everything that's left out of this needs to be that we've left out of this says this. All of this could get thrown out the window if the right people in putting this together don't get that bag. Because all of this has to do with, you know what.
100%.
And so as much sense as we could be making, if somebody with some power is left out of getting theirs, then that's what's going to throw everything up.
Cash.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Again, I don't even know what to call the shows. We just call it a mashup. It's about four or five of our shows here at 92.9 The Game. We're all coming together. Noel, Jason, we got Dylan, we got me. God bless you, Mr. Crenshaw. We're looking forward to having you back on Friday. And we are having fun on this Christmas Eve. Sports Radio 92.9. Oh, up next. I can't even do this without teasing. Darts up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you weren't listening earlier, we enlightened Jason Longshore to a carpool karaoke featuring this song, Mariah Carey, and James Corden did one good thing his entire time here. He got all the people who did carpool karaoke after they did their segment to sing her song, and then he put it all together for a Christmas version of Carpool Karaoke. He had never seen it. I'm passing this on to you guys, too, if you haven't. It's actually not a bad little video. Seeing the Red Hot Chili Peppers sing this song and clap to it. Seeing Flea clap to this song is pretty funny. By the way, as we are here, I want to remind you once again, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home and what? Start packing today. This has been a wonderful morning on this Christmas Eve. It's supposed to be Sam and Greg. Mr. Crenshaw had some other duties, so we decided to have a mashup. The Intersection, Jason Longshore, Noel, who's regularly our producer on the weekends, they do a show Thursday nights at 11 o'clock. Sometimes it's pushed to 12. But on their show, they finish with what we're going to finish with today. So be sure to tune in when you get a chance to listen to these two because they do a great job. But I thought, oh, so we're going to do a mashup. We got to finish this with what you guys do. So, Noel, take it from here.
All right. So we are officially on the intersection on the corner of sports and everything else. And we are throwing darts like we typically do to end a segment. And if you've heard this segment before, you know, Jason usually explains what darts is all about. So, Jason, take it away.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because usually we throw darts at the end of our show,
yes,
which is at the end of the bar's functional hours of business.
Yes.
It's kind of weird to be hanging out at last call at 8:46 in the morning.
Right, with the sun up outside.
Look, I can't say that it's never happened, but it's been a long time.
Club
all right?
anytime.
I was about to say, like,
yeah,
we're leaving club anytime.
Yeah, we are.
It's been a while since we're talking last call at 8:46 in the morning. But here we are. When we get to last call, you know how it is. You've had a couple drinks. You've had a good time. Darts usually come up. You start throwing darts. Well, as we've done the intersection for so long now, Noel and I have played all the dart games. We wanted to throw darts at something specific to up the ante. So we found this dot matrix printer back in the back of the bar. I think it still works. Dylan, can we check it?
Ah, there it is.
He found the plug. We got some cartridges from the Goodwill down the street. And what we did, because you can do all these things with 3D printers now, we made a way to link this dot matrix printer to a USB, so we can print a picture, anything we want, dot matrix style, to throw darts at. Now, the game we play is we all nominate something to throw darts at. Now, you can join in and throw darts at it. That's what usually happens because, again, by the end of the night, we're all, yeah, let's throw darts at it. Let's go. But sometimes you can say, you know what? I do not want to have darts thrown at that. I'm going to rescue it, and I'm going to put it up on the wall on our wall of fame here at the bar. So, I'll give you an example. I will be the first to nominate something to throw darts at. It's kind of an easy target. Dylan, can you print me a picture of a leprechaun?
Okay.
We talked about it a little bit in the last segment. Notre Dame has been crying a lot lately. A lot about not getting into the playoff. They were crying about how the ACC treated them because, I don't know, they actually promoted one of their members rather than a not member who is an affiliate, whatever. Oh, but we give you so much in these other things. You're not a member. We're going to promote the member, Miami. Notre
Dame. Part-time member.
They're not even that. Like, they're like a half. Like, they think they can do better in football, so they don't want to join. So this is what happens.
Yeah, it's very part-time lover energy.
Yeah, yes. That's what I'm saying. It's part-time.
Stop your crying. Stop whining. You get darts thrown at you. I'm throwing darts at Notre Dame and the leprechaun mascot dancing around crying about the college football playoff. I'm throwing darts.
You know, I'm going to throw a dart with you, Jason, because I was also kind of, like, I was kind of perplexed at the one. I was like, what are we whining about? Like, y'all know y'all lost to Miami. You don't really have a great resume. You're not in a conference, so you can't win. You can't be conference champ. What are we talking about?
It was the whining about Miami that set me off. I was kind of like, all right, everybody complains when they get left out of something. That's cool. But the whining about the ACC promoting Miami beating Notre Dame.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, that's their team.
They did.
Like, pick
They're
a conference.
In the conference. Get in a conference. Stop whining. I'm throwing darts at Notre Dame.
Yep. I'm throwing darts at
you,
them.
You throwing darts, Greg, or are you going to rescue the leprechaun?
No, I'm not going to. Well, that was my question. Can I replace somebody that you've asked?
No, you
the
can
school,
nominate.
The school, I'm good with all of that.
Okay.
The leprechaun, it's a mascot. I don't care about that.
So you don't want to throw darts at the
I want to throw it at the AD who got up there and said all this stuff.
Fair enough.
As opposed to the leprechaun.
Well,
now,
the leprechaun is the stand-in for the
it's
AD.
Just the, it's,
okay.
Yeah,
well, then,
yeah, it's just a represent
right.
the program
the
as a whole.
It's symbolic.
Because we got to print out something.
I get it. This is y'all game. All right, I'm with you.
Okay, so you're throwing darts.
I'm throwing Dylan, you throwing darts? You saving the leprechaun?
Nah, I'm definitely throwing darts at the leprechaun. Darts. They had an equal opportunity to get into the dance just like everybody else. You just didn't make it. And you didn't make it because you didn't handle your business. Mm-hmm. You can't be mad at anybody else for that. So stop with the crying. I'm throwing a dart.
All right. The last call is coming up close here on this morning edition of Darts. Dylan, what you got? What are we throwing darts at?
I want to throw darts at the Pro Bowl.
The Pro Bowl.
So I'm going to.
Okay. He's printing up the Pro Bowl logo.
I'm printing out the Pro Bowl logo right now. And it's just because. Can we? I know they've tried all these different things to try and make it fun and make it cool. And I actually don't mind like the little games they do on the side, like they used to the dodgeball and all that stuff is cool. But at this point, I would honestly just rather do the little like side games, stuff like that, and just do away with the game. We don't care about the flag football. Just name who the Pro Bowlers are. You can still have the thought of the Pro Bowl, like this person is a Pro Bowler. Mm-hmm. Do the little side games, but. Just do away with the game. We don't need it. We don't care about it. Just do away with the game. I'm throwing darts at the Pro Bowl.
Totally with you. It's worthless at this point. Have a party. Have the fun side games, whatever. Honor the people. Give them a plaque or gold watch or whatever you want to give them.
Yeah.
And just move on.
I say just straight up turn it into flag football. But to your point, I'm also throwing a dart at it.
I didn't even know they still played it because I thought it was all competition now.
See?
Yeah, it's a flag football game now along with side mini games, basically.
Yeah.
And I like the little mini competitions, like the skill competitions.
They're fun.
But to your point, we don't need the performance of the game.
Celebrate the season. You don't need a Pro Bowl game anymore.
Yep.
Gotcha.
I'm in.
I'd have to agree.
All right. Who's up next? Noel?
All right. I guess I'm going to go. I am going to print out a sleeveless hoodie and some shorts.
Okay.
We got to throw a dart at Mark Zeno? What's going on here?
Yeah,
LOL.
Where is this going?
Wow, Mark Zeno catching strays.
Oh my goodness. Love Mark, though. Love you, Mark.
I happen to actually watch UNC football. Yeah, I know. Who watches UNC football, right? I actually watch UNC football, so I do not understand the conversation about Bill Belichick coming back to coach anybody, anywhere that's not maybe somebody's high school. I don't get it. Like, you didn't start the season with the right quarterback. The only thing I heard in the offseason was Bill likes shorts now, and Duke won the ACC. So I don't, and the ACC might as well be the equivalent of the NFC South. So I don't understand why we're talking about hoodie and shorts, dude, still coaching anywhere in the NFL. So I'm throwing a dart at some hoodie and some shorts because I'm done with it.
I did miss that the big takeaway from Bill Belichick this season is he likes shorts now.
Yeah, that was the offseason takeaway is that Bill likes wearing shorts.
That's amazing.
That was all we heard in the offseason was about 75 kids coming in from the portal and Bill running around on the beach with shorts.
There's not any takeaways from the season, that's for sure.
No, everybody walked out of the stands halftime after the first game, and I don't think they came back.
How is he still being talked about as relevant?
That's why we're on the
dart. Because he got six rings.
And that's why we're on the dartboard.
Yeah, but
sometimes time is over.
Uh-huh. You know, Father Time's undefeated.
You know.
Yes.
Greg, do you want to throw darts at anything today?
I usually
really excited about throwing darts.
Well, in conversation, I wasn't going to just sit here and be a hate on something because I tried not to do that because there'd be too many things I would do that about. But I was really just enjoying the intersection and how you guys go about doing these things. And so I didn't really prepare one. I mean, as this has played out, I was trying to think, okay.
Oh, we never prepared.
What
this
I got
at the end of the night, Greg.
All right, well, there's a bunch of people in my original hometown that need to shut up.
Whoa.
Okay.
And
okay.
That is those who are visibly, and some are on TV, talking about the decision that the new generation of McCaskies / Hallises have been discussing, along with my doppelganger, Kevin Warren, who now is the president of Bears.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking at Indiana as a home for the Bears to move to.
I definitely want you to speak on that before we go, but one second. You do have to have a representation of what we're throwing darts at. So how are you going to represent what we're throwing
out?
Darts at here? Is it a deep dish pizza? Is it a Chicago dog?
Oh, I got
it. What are we doing? What are we printing on the dot matrix?
Yeah, we'll do a tavern. A true Chicagoan wouldn't get a deep dish. They'd get a tavern style pizza.
There we go.
All right.
There we go.
Perhaps
I don't like the deep
style
dish.
Pizza.
Not a fan.
I like them, but, you know, we don't get thickers.
No, I like
for
that.
The visitors to come to town.
Yeah.
It's, you know, first of all, you got the Meadowlands. Where is that Giants and Jets play?
That's right.
Where do I know there's another team? Kansas City came out this
Dallas.
Week.
Dallas.
Yeah, they're talking about they're moving.
They're moving to
Kansas.
Another state.
Yeah. Across the border.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yet still keeping the name
in their
title.
Dallas has got it.
Dallas is there. So the fact that they're discussing moving? Because I remember growing up that the Bears were going to move to a suburb. You guys might not know this, but it's
yeah,
and it's near the airport.
How far away is that?
It's sort of like going to, well, depending on where you live in the city, Rome.
Okay, so a pretty good ways, yeah,
but
yeah,
not
okay.
that right, right. not that crazy. Right. But this is when the most powerful man in America was still alive. And no, well, not that dude at 1600 Pennsylvania. It was Mayor Daley. Mayor of Chicago was the most powerful dude. And he said, yeah, you guys can move, but you ain't calling yourself the Chicago Bears. Mm. You're taking the name Chicago out of that. And Virginia McCaskey, who's the daughter of George Halas, she says, all right, we're not moving. But now she passed last year.
Right.
And they're making business decisions. And Kevin Warren wasn't a part of the old regime. And given what you need in as a football organization, a new stadium is paramount. And they've been putting duct tape on that Soldier Field.
They have.
Is the worst.
And it's not even their stadium for real. Yeah, they just ran it and,
So we're throwing darts at people who are the possibility of moving. I'm in on that.
Any professional team leaving their present location for business decision,
nearby,
the right reason,
what have you, kind of situation. Yeah, yeah, I'm in. I can throw darts at that. I can support it.
I'll throw darts at that.
Yeah. I'm also throwing darts at it for you, Greg.
We got you, Greg.
Well, I want to thank you, and I really don't know how to dismount from this show other than that I got a really big smile on my face, and this was the first of, I hope, many of these mashups. Again, you guys are on
Thursdays night. We're back after the first of the year.
Yeah, 10 o'clock on Thursdays. Check us out on social media. You will find everything y'all need to know. Come hang out with us for an hour and throw darts and get random and everything else.
Chaos.
Dylan, when are you on again?
Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m.
And yours truly, along with Mr. Crenshaw, Sam, and Greg. We will be back here Friday morning from 6 until 9. And then, of course, our Sunday show, 6 until 9. Again, thank you, all of you, for letting us be a part of your Christmas Eve morning. Have yourself a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and thank all of you for joining me this morning in the studio and out there. It is time for the Steakhouse. Bo Morgan, Sandra Golden, up next. Have a big day and Merry Christmas. Radio 92.9 The Game.
See you, Atlanta.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.